This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, this is what we're going to be doing today. We have the White House correspondent, Dr. June Knight. She's going to be joining us in just a couple of minutes here, and I want to do my best to key this up so people can understand as to what's taking place in their country behind the scenes. Dr. June Knight has privileged information, and she's about ready, set, go to give that information to the American people and to the 53 countries that are listening to us 6 days a week, seven if they want to go ahead and download our shows on sonsoflibertyradio.com here. But you get the point. Now, what's interesting to me, friends, is what's taking place. I'm just highlighting this, teeing it up for Dr. June Knight. It's interesting. I just got some pictures this morning from Germany, Berlin. Hundreds of thousands of people. I'm going to do an article on this tomorrow. In protest concerning what's taking place in Germany. You're not hearing it because the big tech companies are suppressing that information into America. In the UK, hundreds of thousands of people are up in rising fronts in defiance to tyranny in their prospective governments, namely the UK. Hundreds of thousands. You're not hearing this because big tech companies and the mainstream media doesn't want you to know about it, that you're unified in your opposition in defiance to tyranny concerning COVID-19. In Australia, hundreds of thousands of people are rising up in defiance to tyranny concerning COVID-19. Did you know about that? Nope. That's why you have shows like this, friends, such as the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, both morning and afternoon, 6 days a week. Folks, did you know that in Israel, the same thing's happening there? Did you know that the same thing's happening in France, friends? No, of course you didn't know it was happening, friends. Remember how I shared with you over and over and over again, and I share it with you again today, how those that are selling you the virus are the ones that are selling you the vaccinations? Robert Kennedy Jr. just reported Anthony Fauci and President Trump have promised Americans complete transparency in order to bolster flagging trust in the White House warp speed COVID vaccine program. Listen to this, friends, because it defines exactly what I've been saying. What I'm looking at right now are slides 1 to 4 that are completely redacted. This is the transparency, the complete transparency that they promised. Slides 1 to 4 concerning COVID-19 are completely redacted. Okay? Completely redacted. It's a contract between Dr. Fauci's agency and his leading vaccine candidate, Moderna, the journalist Emily Coop, or COP, of Congressional Quarterly, just obtained from an NIH, this is the acronym, FOIA, request. And what is it that Dr. Fauci does not want us to know about the product he developed with $2.5 billion of your taxpayer dollars. Folks, they create the chaos, they bring in the new order. It's exactly what they're doing. The ones that are selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccination. And they're using your money in the process of doing so. $2.5 billion of taxpayer dollars is being used to make these guys billionaires, more money, to aggrandize more power unto themselves, to subject you to their rule. That's what this is about. Dr. Fauci's agency, NAID, again the acronym, owns the critical patents on the Moderna vaccine and will reportedly receive half of the royalties. This is why the President of the United States of America has given him stage special interest, because of the money that's being made, not just by Fauci or that of Bill Gates, but also the President and the companies that he's working for. This is not a representative government. This is a foreign entity working against the American people through their said representatives. Okay? But listen, Dr. Fauci agency, NIAID, owns the critical patents on the Moderna vaccine and will reportedly receive half of the royalties. Six of his employees may also receive $150,000 annual royalties for their work on the vaccines at the American people's expense. Moderna's former chair, Moncef Salau, is Operation Warp Speed Director. Showing slides 5 through 9 show a second Moderna contract that will give you a notion about the potential size of those royalty payments. That contract obligates the Pentagon, to buy 500 million doses for $9 billion. They've got the Pentagon and the military involved now. That's why President Donald Trump is talking about the Million Man Army, because they're going to use the military to force these vaccinations. Okay? This is coming from Robert Kennedy Jr., friends, acting just like his dad. That's a good thing. He proposes the question, Robert Kennedy does, is anyone else troubled that our government has tasked the military with this enterprise? The government may need soldiers to coerce vaccination once Moderna's clinical trial results become public. In phase one, virtually all participants experienced unpleasant adverse effects, with 4 volunteers, 8.9%, suffering from serious grade 3 reactions, meaning medical intervention is required. Initial results of phase 3 trials are equally troubling, with 3 participants enduring severe reactions. One of them, Luke Hutchinson of Utah, compared his vaccine response, fever, chills, migraines, and trouble breathing. I thought that was the symptoms of COVID-19. No, this is the symptoms of the vaccinations. And no wonder, friends, when we begin to look at, and we ignore Scripture first and foremost, God's government, this is what we get, by the way. But it's interesting to note that when you look at Leviticus 19:19, it tells us not to mix. We're not to mix anything. We're not to mix seed. I played the audio in the past a couple times from a doctor that was being questioned as to what is in the vaccinations, baby parts, from the brain to the liver to the heart, so on and so forth. And then we also played some more audio for you from a registered nurse that was actually confronting city council as to what's being played out here upon the American people and as to what's in the vaccinations that they want to inject into your body. Again, this doesn't apply to them. It just shows you that what we've been saying here on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com is exactly what's happening today. The ones that are selling you the virus are the ones profiting from the vaccinations, folks. When are you going to learn your lesson? Dr. June Knight up next, White House correspondent.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Matter of fact, welcome, friends. I was just doing a little bit of an infomercial for who we are and what it is that we do across the country, and asking for your support. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to membership, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and please sign up and understand that it is you that keeps us out here. We are not supported by sponsors. We are not serving a golden calf in any sense of the word. This is the kind of ministry that you either love or you hate. We're not preaching, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. This is not a prosperity message. We are preaching the full gospel from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations. And understand, folks, that we are not a gray ministry. There's no lukewarmness here. Revelations 3, verse 19. Either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I don't want to be a part of that. My Bible tells me that we're supposed to be ministers of the gospel, ministers of the flames of fire, being the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 1, 7. Also in Psalm 104. You can check it out over there. But with that said, friends, I want to let you know before we pull up Dr. June Knight, please go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. It shows you who we are, the fruit that we have in our basket, and what it is that we're doing across the country every single day and every single month. We are out somewhere in the United States of America putting our hand to the plow and doing what it is that we're commanded to do. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to book us, 1-866-233-0747. If you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, find 13 to 15 articles combating the lies found in mainstream media and the CIA-controlled media on a global basis, owned and operated by six corporations. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on YouTube. You can watch us live. Join us on Top Chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Click onto the front page. You'll see us there. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to give us a call, please do. Pro or con, it matters not. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. John 14, 6, 1 Timothy 2, 5, 1 Corinthians 11, 1, Acts 4, 12. The list goes on. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States of America, Andrew Jackson. And right on he was, and that's what we're going to hold to. The word of the Lord endureth forever, friends. We are standing upon the rock of ages, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now, without further ado, what I want to do is I want to pull up our friend, Dr. June Knight. And welcome, Dr. June Knight. Thank you for joining us on such short notice. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't have asked you to come up on the radio program with us on 132 affiliates across America if it wasn't on short notice, had you not shared with me the information that you're about to share with our listeners. But before we get to that, Dr. June Knight, I would like to ask you to give us the four stages concerning the rollout, because during the first segment, concerning the vaccinations, because during the first segment, I was teeing it up for you to basically dump the information on the American people as to what's happening behind closed doors concerning this rollout in the four stages concerning COVID-19 and the vaccinations. So what say you, and what are the 4 points concerning this rollout?
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. Let me pull it up. I've got the actual document from the Vaccine Congress, and I can give you exactly the details of the four phases. Here it is. Okay, they're calling them phases. All right, here we go. Okay, this is from NASEM, the National Association of Science and something, something. This is their framework for distributing the COVID-19 vaccine. Phase one is the high-risk healthcare workers and first responders. That's phase 1A. Phase 1B is high-risk comorbid conditions, which means sickly people. Then other adults in congregate or crowded residences, which means nursing homes and elderly homes. Phase 2 is the critical risk workers, which is the essential industry workers, teachers and school staff, moderate risk or comorbid conditions, which means all the other sickly people, other older adults, homeless, shelters, and group homes, jails and prisons is in phase 2. Phase 3 is all children, all young adults and children. And then phase 4 is everybody else.
Interesting. Except them.
Right.
I'm sure that's what it applies to, because we know from Melinda Gates, wife of Bill Gates, that she said this was all aimed at, first and foremost, the Hispanics and the blacks out of their own mouth, which should come as no surprise to anybody due to the fact that Bill Gates' dad was the head of Planned Parenthood, and it's Billy Bob Gates that wants to depopulate the globe. It's easy to find, friends. Go online. It's not a conspiracy theory. It is, in fact, a conspiracy. Read Jeremiah 11:9 and put that up against what's going on here. I'm curious, why the military, Dr. June Knight, White House correspondent, why are they talking about using the military to enforce vaccinations? I mean, because if people were genuinely sick, they would know it, and they would willfully take the vaccination. Why the military? Why the Pentagon?
Well, the reason is because when we did the Vaccine Congress, it kind of rolled out there on the reasoning, because in the beginning, when they first roll it out, it's not going to be mandatory. It is going to be because they only have just a few in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning, it's going to all look legit. They're going to do it in your hospitals, in your doctor's offices, and in like Walgreens and all that. Okay, then when the second phase rolls out, it means they'll have more vaccines to offer. The third phase rolls out, they'll have more to offer. So then, by that time, they want it to be very precise, like the president says all the time, he wants it with precise. He wants it all effective and immediate. He wants everything done fast. That's why it's called Operation Warp Speed. So by the time we get to the fourth phase, they did not say, oh, it's going to be mandatory by then. But what they said was, we're going to have to make it mandatory by then. So how else are they going to do it without making it mandatory? And then you're going to have the military to roll it out in such a fast manner. So the military is only there because it has to be done so fast according to this agenda.
Boy, that's bewildering to me, Dr. June Knight, White House correspondent. The reason I keep reemphasizing that is because I want people to know that you are on the inside telling us as to what's taking place there. But that Operation Warp Speed, that's interesting how that works when it works for special interest groups and big government, because I know that there's a lot of people in this country over the last 5 years that were promised a special prosecutor, that were promised justice and the rule of law to come back into play in the American government. But I noticed that that Operation Warp Speed just doesn't apply to corrupt politicians in Washington, D.C., but yet it seems like everybody's just kind of making a little profit of off of all of what's taking place here. I mean, the fact of the matter is we're looking at it. Go ahead.
Well, let me give you something even more shocking than that. Okay, first of all, Operation Warp Speed, many people ponder that it's probably not going to be American military.
That's right.
This is what many people are thinking, because I interviewed a Marine and he said it would be tyranny for a U.S. president to ask the other military to inject, when they're not even medical people, but to inject people with a vaccine. I mean, this is crazy. Like, who would ever expect them to have to do such a horrible duty against their own citizens? But let me tell y'all what's coming down the pike. What's coming down the pike is the UN law overtaking the United States Constitution law. This is what I believe the president did yesterday when he did the UN Day, celebrating the 75th anniversary of the United Nations beginnings. And then after I read this proclamation again today, I realized he basically sold us out to the UN, because he basically married us to the UN, which did away with our Christian founding, because all of these evangelicals out here that are partnering with the UN, partnering with the International Religious Freedom, which is just nothing but a front for the ecumenical movement.
Yep, Franklin Graham, by the way, friends.
Do what?
I was just interjecting Franklin Graham, Samaritan's Purse. Yes. That's what we're talking about right here, but go on.
Oh, well, he makes money on the UN. Let me just inform everyone of that. He is a part of this UN agenda. But anyway, okay, so when you read this proclamation, it was issued on October 23rd. It's called Proclamation on United Nations Day.
Dr. June Knight, I got to take a quick break. We got a hard break right now. We're broadcasting into 132 cities as well as 53 countries. So I got to give the sponsors their airtime. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back talking with Dr. June Knight, White House correspondent, giving us information, privileged information, friends, that we're not supposed to know about right now, but it's right there as plain as the nose on our face. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
30 police officers were injured overnight in Philadelphia as Black Lives Matter rioters threw bricks, started fires, and looted stores. One female sergeant was hit by a car and has a broken leg. This all started when police officers shot a man who was charging them with a knife. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farrell says the White House is keeping their eye on the situation.
We're monitoring the situation closely. If necessary, we'll be standing by and prepared to deploy federal resources. I want to make one thing clear. President Trump will not tolerate any violence directed at America's law enforcement.
Farrell speaking there on Fox News. President Trump with three campaign stops on Tuesday. The president traveling to Lansing, Michigan, West Salem, Wisconsin, and also spending time in Omaha, Nebraska. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former President Barack Obama campaigning in Florida for former Vice President Joe Biden.
I've sat in the Oval Office with both of the men who are running for president. And just in case you couldn't tell, they're very different people. I didn't think that Donald Trump would embrace my vision or my policies, but I did hope for the country's sake that he might show some interest in taking the job seriously. But he didn't.
Obama holding a drive-in rally in Orlando, Florida, continues.
He hasn't shown any interest in doing the work or helping anybody but himself and his friends or treating the presidency as anything more than a reality show that can give him the attention that he craves, and he does crave attention.
Zeta is now a tropical storm. It has winds of 65 miles per hour and is now eyeing the Gulf Coast. It's expected to bring hurricane conditions to portions of that area as early as tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, my goodness, folks. Hey, you know what? Here's the deal. Just a side note. We got Dr. June Knight with us, White House correspondent, sharing with us as to what's going on with the rollout in real time concerning COVID-19 and the vaccinations. And now she's talking about the UN. But if you just hold on for one moment, please, ma'am, I just want to highlight the fact, shooting from the hip, real time, we have Obama again, who was called out by Donald Trump concerning the Iranian the whole scandal that took place there and the little kerfuffle that took place where Donald Trump calls him out for his treason against America by giving money to the Iranians where Americans were hurt over there. Well, Donald Trump calls him out for treason, Article 3, Section 3. It's their friends. The very next day, instead of prosecuting Barack Hussein Obama, he lays sanctions on Iran just to show you that this is all a dog and a pony show. This is all the clowns in the circus of politics. Smoke and mirrors, distraction, and their point men. Keep your eyes on them while this shadow government works to undermine who we are by giving this over to the United Nations agenda. But it's interesting. I just seen that of Joe Biden, the mainstream media called him out, which kind of blew me away. They probably blurted the truth out in their confusion, but they came out and they said that nobody's there. There's no yard signs. There's no people in support of Joe, but yet they have him up in the polls just to show you again how this game is played here. Now we have Barack Hussein Obama, wherever he goes out and stumps for anybody. It's interesting how the support will just completely vanish. Nobody will show up. Last week I seen Barack Hussein Obama on a street with a megaphone in his hand. And folks, the only people that were there, there's probably five people there. There was nobody there. The only people giving these people strength to their message is the mainstream media that keeps this propaganda alive. America, you need to understand the game that you're being caught up into. If you're sick and tired of the establishment, then get away from it. Deal with it. Begin to shut your televisions off, folks, and get educated as to what's taking place here. So I just wanted to share that with you. Again, just heard it live. We again have Dr. June Knight online with us right now. And she's highlighting the fact that the president is now asking all states to celebrate the United Nations Day with us. Go ahead and share with us, Dr. June Knight.
Yes, he sure is. And this is why I say he is marrying us to the United Nations, because in the beginning of the document, he talks about on the 75th anniversary of the United Nations, we celebrate its commitment to peace, security, prosperity, human rights, rule of law, and development. The victorious allies conceived the Union in the ashes of two devastating world wars. So I looked up, who are these victorious allies? And guess who they are, people? Well, it started out with four countries, and guess who the four countries were that started the United Nations? This will shock you. Russia, the United States, the United Kingdom, and China.
That's right. That's right.
China, of all things, in 1942. And now, as it's rolling out, who is the bad guy that they're making us think is the bad guy is China. Because China is fighting President Trump over the 5G implementation this year. But anyway, they state here as a founding member of the UN, which was chartered in San Francisco and is headquartered in New York, the United States remains dedicated to the noble UN purposes and principles. Did y'all know that the UN is noble? Of course it's not. We also recognize that the successes of the UN and its specialized agencies was built on precepts that ensures good functioning. Listen to what they are. Independence, impartiality, good governance, accountability, and transparency. Now, I'm telling you all this because we are in a shift of the UN. You will have to read this proclamation. I did a whole show on it yesterday. You will have to read this proclamation to understand this. Listen, because of our continuing belief in the UN's promise and our desire to see it be effective over the next 75 years, we are determined to make the UN more agile, which means able to move quickly and precise, which means they're AI. Effective, efficient, which means their 5G implementation. Transparent, which means real-time surveillance. And accountability, which means they want to make the citizens feel like they have a say in what's going on, but really they do not. These efforts will help the UN improve, adapt to crisis, and reach its full potential, which we know is done by their sustainable developmental goals, which is going to change the entire world. So listen, you need to hear this. If the UN is to be an effective organization, it must focus on the real problems of the world, including terrorism. Now, how many of us remember white supremacy is labeled as terrorism, which means Christianity? Because remember Janet Napolitano, her definition of the homegrown terrorist.
Yep.
How many remembers that definition?
Yep.
The oppression of women, forced labor, drug cartels, human and sex trafficking, religious persecution, which you might as well know is the LGBT agenda, and the ethnic cleansing of religious minorities. Now, he brags in the next paragraph of how he has forged two major peace deals. Then, when you scroll on down, I want you to understand this word, because this is how they are merging into this socialism unity platform. In Europe, my administration brokered a historic deal on Serbia and Kosovo economic normalization. You need to know that word. Normalization is what they are using for socialism. Because what they're doing is blending the data systems and technology. They're integrating all the information together by what? By the COVID. They are using this crisis of COVID to pull everything together, all the money, all of the information systems, and it's all basically boiling down to socialism and universalism. He also talks about at the bottom that the United States proudly remains the largest and most reliable supporter of the UN and its founding principles. So it is in that spirit. Now, this, think about a wedding, the way you do a wedding and the way he talks here. It is in that spirit that we call on all nations to join the United States in working to ensure the UN continues to live up to its noble ideals of liberty, prosperity, and pursuit of world peace. So then he says, now therefore I, Donald Trump, President of the United States, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution, it sounds like he's marrying us. In the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim October 24, 2020 as United Nations Day. So I urge the governors of the 50 states, the governor of the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, and the officials of all other areas under the flag of the United States to observe United Nations Day with appropriate ceremonies and activities. But this is what I want you to understand. The UN has a deal called the UN at 75. It's called International Law and the Future We Want. This is an actual agenda they put together in 2012, and it's called the World That We Want, the Future We Want.
Yep.
So you need to understand, listen, this is what they're saying. The international law, this was written on Monday, October 26th. This International Law Day is intended to reflect on the evolution of the United States, its contribution to international law, and the prospects for the future.
Yeah.
So the theme of International Law Day is international law and the future that we want. And it contributes to the development of international law in support of the principles and purposes enshrined in the Charter of the United Nations. And it goes on and on.
Look, can I ask you something, Dr. June Knight? What I want to do, folks, we're talking to White House correspondent. Okay, so she's on the inside sharing with the American people what very far and few are willing to do, but she's doing it. She's a faithful witness that delivers souls, and she's telling us what we need to hear rather than what we want to hear. It's interesting to me that we've had other shows. We've been together a couple times on interviews on television on your end, on my end. And is it not true that what this president says to the American people and what he does are two different stories? That would be my first question.
That is absolutely true. That is absolutely true.
Okay. And so with that said, I'm seeing today, I'm seeing yesterday, I'm seeing the day before, the diehards that are there to support Donald Trump at every given step. How is it that they would reject your message due to the fact that you're actually reading the actual documentations that are coming out directly from them? How are the people, how are these Trumpites, these worshipers, these idolaters of Donald Trump, how is it that they're responding to the information that you're giving, Dr. June Knight?
It's actually horrible.
Yeah.
Now, everybody must remember, I am from that train. I jumped off that train. I was huge into the movement. I made all the excuses that they made until I saw him partner with perversion. Until I saw that the Democratic Party has now infiltrated the Republican Party and thus, through the president, has now turned it into the Trump Party and spewed their vomit, I call it vomit, all over the Republican Party. So thus, I will not vote Republican ever again, and I will never vote Democrat. So thus, this year, I will not vote.
So are you a hater then for telling the people the truth according to their carnal reprobate minds? Are you an anti-Trumper for telling them the truth that sets them free, John 8:32? Or how is it that they're responding to your information? I'm going to get your take on that right after this hard break.
Okay.
Folks, we got Dr. June Knight. White House correspondent, giving us what we need to hear rather than what it is many of you want to hear. We're going to be right back on the other side. We're going to get some more information from Dr. June Knight. And if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. Go to beforeitsnews.com. Same thing over there, front page. Go to YouTube. Click on Join Us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Dr. June Knight, White House correspondent. Sharing with the people that are taking heed to the message. Again, why wouldn't we? She's a White House correspondent, right? She's working on the inside, sharing with us this privileged information. She's sharing with us, friends, that the president is asking all states to celebrate UN Day while the Trump worshipers in America are praising him and that to their own destruction. I got a question for you, Dr. June Knight. How do people get a hold of you, first and foremost? How do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can go to our website, wearethebride.us. For news on a daily basis, they can go to our Facebook page, WATB.TV, and then on our YouTube channel at WATB.TV. Our websites are being updated at this point, so WATB.TV is our main website for news at the moment.
Okay, I'm going to try to do this, Dr. Knight. I'm going to try to pull up Lynn from North Carolina. Lynn, are you there?
I am, Bradley.
Okay, you know what? I just lost Dr. June Knight. I apologize for that, but go ahead with your question or comment, and I'll hold for her to call back. Go ahead.
Sure. want to echo everything that Dr. June is bringing up. You can find on the White House website, it's whitehouse.gov, and you can read the proclamation for yourself. But I don't know if listeners have known this, but Tim and I on the morning show every Wednesday this month in October have been covering this angle of the UN in the U.S. and through education and whatnot. But I was just sent earlier this afternoon a supposed declaration that the president also signed. It's a new Geneva declaration that's supposedly supposed to be removing us from a lot of the Agenda 2030 and all that. Now, I have not had time to deeply research that. I can email that to you. But from what I saw of that, point number 7 was contradictory to anything that might have said, we're going to pull out of Agenda 2030, the SDGs, you know, that sort of thing, because Trump has put us all into that kind of stuff. So I'll research that. But point number 7 said, no, we're going to do everything we can, which backs up this proclamation. And it's just absolutely insane. And the reason it was sent to me was not because I have been, aligning with the Trump organization. It was the fact of, because I've been so negative of the president over the United Nations and the Sustainable Development Goals. And the reason I've been negative about it is because it's unconstitutional. It's anti-God, anti-Christ. It is just absolutely egregious. And so, if that's the way I'm going to be seen, then fine. I'll be negative, but I'm telling the truth.
Well, again, hate doesn't tell the truth. Love does that. And I totally appreciate that. Now, hold on a second. I'm going to go over back to Dr. Knight. Can you respond to Lynn from North Carolina concerning the information that's coming out now that Donald Trump is actually removing us from the United Nations, countering as to the information that you're giving to us right now? Or is that propaganda?
Let me tell you all something. That is an everlasting joke.
Okay.
Because his actions speak louder than his words. First of all, you have to take into consideration this whole agenda of COVID, because the Open Up America Again plan was done by all of these people. It was done by all of the elite. It was done by Facebook, by Google, by all of the top echelon. And they're all liberal. He didn't ask for the church's opinion, and do y'all realize that this is what we're living by today? Is these rules? This is the new normal, people. So, yes, he is heavily involved in the UN. He is not going to back out, and everybody has to remember what we're doing in January with the Great Reset coming from the World Economic Forum. If you want to know anything that they're doing, as far as the sustainable developmental goes, go to the World Economic Forum. You will see that they are using the economics, they're using prosperity in order to bring peace. So that is how they're partnering together. But this whole scenario that you're looking at in a nutshell is the United States is falling off a cliff. It is now turning into this socialist, globalist, universalist, socialism country. Where they're partnering with all these others in the name of COVID. So the United States is flipping universal. Our economy is flipping over to this digital, and the religion is flipping over to this universal religion.
Yes. Dr. Knight, I got another caller from North Carolina. I'm going to put you on hold again, and I'm going to pull up Sherry from North Carolina. By the way, people are asking right now, are there other presidential candidates? Yes, there is. I just posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com, on YouTube, and on beforeitsnews.com on the front page. Go to YouTube. If you go to the left side where the comments are, you will find that there's 1,156 other presidential contenders that you have not heard a peep about, just to show you how controlled the narrative is. Sherry, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What would you ask Dr. June Knight, White House correspondent, today? Or is it a comment that you'd like to make?
Well, no, I just need to ask a question. First of all, Bradley, I asked your wife a week ago, and she was so sweet and helpful. We're trying to figure out how to get you close to here. But anyway, my question is this. The president, you've always said, he hasn't locked up anybody, which is true. But my argument with my husband is he says he doesn't have the power to just put people in jail.
Yes, he does.
So he does, is there somewhere I could sell that to my husband with that? He wouldn't need the Congress, the Senate, or anybody else, and he could actually just do that.
Isn't it interesting what your husband must not be paying attention to? He's straining at the gnat and swallowing the camel. I say that respectively for the point of him to do his own due diligence. It's interesting how he can grant clemency to political prisoners, but he can't actually prosecute political prisoners. Come on. Article 6, Section 2, the Supremacy Clause. Go to Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Also go to Article 2, Section 4 and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. There is provision found in the U.S. Constitution that shows that the president and all of his officers are responsible for executing the laws found within the U.S. Constitution. Yes, he has the authority to do it. He has not done it. And that is the point that I would make. Now, in saying that, I got to go back to Dr. June Knight. We got about 3 minutes left. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners? You got a lot of folks listening right now, Dr. June Knight. And is there anything you'd like to end the last 3 minutes with on the show as to what needs to be conveyed to the American people and to those that are listening to us abroad?
Yes, the four books that I just wrote 6 months ago, I really focused on what's happening right now with the apostasy, the judgment, and all this. With the president doing his flip lately, saying that all of a sudden he got born again.
Yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden, you know, all of these things that the evangelicals are doing, you're going to have to put all the pieces together, everybody. We had the false apostasy. We had them on display at the National Mall just a few weeks ago. After they went there with their debacle of repentance, then they went to see the president. It was within a day or two that the president says, now all of a sudden I've got COVID. And then almost all them evangelicals turn around and say, now I have COVID. Now, also, we just had over 7,000 evangelicals write a letter telling everybody, you need to get the vaccine.
Yep.
You need to get the vaccine. You need to obey the government. You need to partner with the government. And then we have the president, which I have not confirmed this, but they said converted to Judaism. I haven't confirmed that. But now he's saying he converted to Christianity. Well, I had a thought yesterday. You know what? If you watch that movie on Netflix or that show called The Messiah, that is how they portray this Messiah coming. He converts to every form of religion, and he is their Messiah to them. So I just want to encourage you all, this thing that's happening right now is a huge picture of deception. And whenever the president says he's doing something for evangelicals, it makes me just cringe because I'm thinking, what are you doing in writing? Let me tell you all something. I worked for a lawyer when I was in grad school for a year. Praise God for it, because God trained me on how to read these documents. So I turn around and I read you what they're doing, and I interpret to you in layman's terms what it is that they're doing. So I'm telling you as a witness, as a fellow Christian, the witness is that when he says something that is positive towards Christianity, just know there's 1,000 daggers in our back when he says it.
Amen.
And I was his biggest fan. I hate to even have to report this to you, church, but it is the truth.
Amen. Dr.
That's
June
what they
Knight.
Need to know.
Amen. Second, as a matter of fact, take some time and read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 when you get a moment. I got to tell you, when we were there, we got about 30 seconds left, but when we were there in Winchester, Tennessee, we had a lot of fun, Dr. Knight. I mean, we really loved you and Brock.
Yeah.
Just for the record, just so you know, and we hope to see you again soon. But again, folks, thank you for tuning in today. Go ahead and check out Dr. June Knight. And we will get the information put up on our website as well, friends, if you'd like to make a contact with her. We'll have her up on the radio once again, probably in the up-and-coming weeks here. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you soon. See ya.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.